Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington, and this is Live Talk on Monday, March 23rd, 2015. I am Kip Stubbe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's international trips.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter mobile frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voaindebele.com.
Ungava tawiri wakamira pai kuti chimbomira iwo kune vanhu vanosvika 5 million vakavhota muna 2013 vachivhotera vamugabe kuti tonga ichika 2018. Vamugabe havasitonga nekuti ndivo vari kuda kutonga, aiwa vamugabe vari kutonga nekuti bato ravo rezanupf rakati vamugabe tongai. Bato rezanupf radaro vakaiswa pageneral election vakabudirira musarudzo iyi.
It's just incredible. It's becoming a spectacle now, really embarrassing, inexplicable. It seems to be no one to stop it. I think it's his own personal passion for traveling, kind of burning out himself in the process. That's how it is. Someone needs to stop it.
It's part of the Zima. As we think, Kulunkulu, you know, that's all the issue with the other one. Zimbabwe, the Twitter Zima. As you said, I'm cooking the one security. Believe me, there's a little Kuru and all times.
Thanks for joining us once again tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. We are talking about trips being undertaken by President Robert Mugabe.
President Mugabe today is expected to leave for a four-day state visit in Algeria, aimed at what has been officially described as an attempt to enhance economic and political ties between the two nations.
Since the beginning of the year, the president has visited Singapore, Japan for a disaster management conference, Namibia for a presidential inauguration, and several other regional engagements.
These trips have infuriated his critics and boosted his political base. What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we call you back. The number once more, 001-202-619-2077.
Gibbs. Yeah, Chonga, for it.
Ah, yeah, Pila.
Yeah, I for it. So ke zulu kandaba lingalitshona njani laphe khona kona ngapho ke emakhaya thina ngapha lo mnumzana ke uJonga siyaphila sibili. Ye udaba egudwini lamhlanje kube ngithi udaba olumqoka esikhuluma ngalo ikhonke okwenziwa ngumongameli Robert Mugabe. Sizwile ukuthi uyahamba sibili okuzwayo lokho sokucaphula abantu abaningi. Xa ungakhangela kuFacebook, ukhangele kuTwitter, ukhangele ngaphi ngaphi ku yonke indawo kuWhatsApp abantu bakhuluma ngodaba lolu. Bathi siyakwazi ukuthi ngoJanuwari kube ngithi ngozibandlela wayekhona ngale Singapore ayithatha khona phela
ikefulage
lo mkakhe laye uGrace wayegula kwaze kubuya ke uthe sephenduka wayezambia uEdgar Lungu engeniswa ukuthi yehe watesuka ke lapho ke wabuyela eZimbabwe abantu sebemnike inickname but say visitor to Zimbabwe sengumuntu owethelekela ilizwe lakhe. So ke uphinde waye eNamibia, waye eJapan, waye ngaphingaphi. So abantu abathabi ngalokho babuzela ukuthi imali yangkhona ivele ivela ngapha. Silabantu abaningi sibili abafuna ukungena kudlela.
Ndizo zvinoziva nyaya yacho. Inyaya iri kukurukurwa zvikuru pamasocial media, WhatsApp, Facebook, naimo mumabhazi nematotandarawo. Ndingataura hangu tichiite asi vamwe vanofunga kuti chinwa asi ndo nyaya dziri kukurukurwa Gibbs. Nyaya hombe ndeyekuti mutungamiri wenyika vari kutora nguva yakakura vari kunze kwenyika kubvira patanga gore kusvika pari nhasi. Nhasi vari kutarisirwa kusimuka vakananga kuAlgeria, vachibva ikoko vanonzi vangangoenda kumusangano weAfrican Union. Asi tisakanganwa kuti mutungamiri wenyika vane mabasa akati wandei. Ndo zvakare sachigaro weAfrican Union, ndo zvakare sachigaro weSADC. Saka mabasa anotarisirwa kuti vange vachienda kunze kunobatawo basa iroro sezvo Zimbabwe yakadomwa kuti inge ichitungamira masangano iwayo. Mubvunzo ungavapo Gibbs ndeyekuti mari iri kushandiswa munzendo idzi imari iri kubhadharwa neZimbabwe here? Imari iri kubva muhomwe yeZimbabwe here? Kana kuti masangano iwaya ndo ari kubatsira kubhadhara mari dzekufamba? Kana kuti nyika dzinenge dzakoka vamugabe ndo dziri kubhadhara mari idzodzo? Ndo zvatichanzwa nhasi kana takwanisa kuwana vanotibatsira mune nyanzvi dzatakoka.
Ye, kula bantu baningi abafuna ukungena kuhlelo ke labantu beze imlayezo lejeneyo. Silo mlayezo ovela ku Daniel Mokwena ose khona ngale South Africa. Uthi Zimbabwe is rich, it's just the ZANU-PF government that uses the money to enrich its members. So he is complaining a lot. Mm-hmm. And he says, I heard recently the president went to Japan with about 100 people just to attend the conference. But when good things are needed, they say the government has no money. Zimbabwe must vote for a new party in the next elections.
Mm.
So right now I think we are joined by our first guest, who is Mr. Albert Mhlanga, an MDC renewal activist, and is based in Bulawayo. Mr. Mhlanga, good evening and welcome to the program.
Evening to you and Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. I think, Chonga, we'll start with Mr. Mhlanga right away.
Do kulu magana do taura no amslang.
Itlanga ni samfuit.
Amslang amagadi.
Biripo zwangu wa Chonga.
Ah, mina ngia pila skona.
Ah, kungono wena ngawuphila sina sithwele nzima lapha eZimbabwe.
Ah, thank you so much. As you heard, Mr. Mhlanga, we are talking about the president's visit to several nations, prompting some Zimbabweans to complain or maybe to talk about this as some put it that the country is now on autopilot, as the MDCT recently said in its statement that the country is now on autopilot because the president is always out of the country. But at the same time, I just want to remind people, to remind listeners that he is out of the country on what business? It's not personal business. It's on AU business, SADC business, or some diplomatic business. So what's your take on this?
Mr. Chonga, I understand very well to the chairman of SADC or Union, African Union. I understand it very well. But what you must note, in all of Africa, Zimbabwe is a separate issue, is a specific issue, in the sense that it's like you are leaving a person when you've already operated that person and attend a wedding. Zimbabwe has got a separate issue, is a boiling point. Our president, like I said, can postpone some of these meetings, can assign some votes. Because, you know, Zimbabwe is Mugabe, Mugabe is Zimbabwe. Let's be honest, I work with Mugabe in his government. Anything you say, you decide, we are dealing with clever people, educated people, but they cannot even cough when Mugabe is sharing anything. In fact, when he's not there, he's got a few, including ministers, MPs, who are listening on behalf of him, who said an issue which can actually increase, maybe raise the policies which can increase the economy of Zimbabwe. So Mugabe is the engine of Zimbabwe. If that engine is not there, the car stops.
But some were saying that there are two vice presidents in the country.
You are talking of vice president, maybe Nangabo, but our colleague Mboko, even when he reads the statement, you have seen when he reads the statement, he reads word by word. So you call him a president. Actually, you are hiding behind the veil. It's a low term. You are hiding behind the veil to say there is a president. I'm sorry because the president appointed him. But according to me, he's far from being a president. He's being trained to be a president. That's why they are not living as a king. He will not ask, I tell you, Chonga, because it will be disaster.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mhlanga. Stay on the line. I think we are joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Obed Kutu, MDCT spokesperson. Mr. Kutu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, listeners. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. And we know that you are totally opposed to the president's trips. So in the absence of those trips, do you think that the president can do well in the country?
Look, we have been on record saying that Mr. Mugabe is actually an absentee president. He is hopping from one aeroplane to the other. He is now permanently domiciled aboard an Air Zimbabwe jet, moving from one foreign destination to another. That is obviously not something we expect from the president of a country whose economy is comatose. That is not expected of the leader of a so-called ruling party that is torn apart by factionalism. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, that is not expected of a president of a country where more than 90% of the people are living in grinding poverty and are actually subsisting on less than $1 per day. This is why we are saying that for some reason, Mr. Mugabe is no longer is a non-resident president. Once in a while, he pops around. He comes to Harare, maybe to drop some souvenirs and some shopping, drops clothes that are dirty, maybe picks up a new wardrobe and hops onto the new venue aboard an Air Zimbabwe jet. He's virtually a non-resident president. And for that reason alone, this old man should simply step down and save us from all these problems.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kutu. I think we've got our third guest, who is Mr. Katsira Chirumanzu. He's a ZANU-PF member and political commentator. Mr. Chirumanzu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Thank you very much. I think, Chonga.
Vachirumanzu, nyayiri kutaurwa ndiyo hii, hanzi nevamwe. Mutungamiri wenyika vanyanya kutora nguva yakareba vari kunze kwenyika nyika ichisara iriyoga ngavange vari munyika kana kune dzimwe nzendo hanzi ngavambodzisendeka kana kutuma vamwe imiwo vachirumhanzu munotiwo maonero venyu
munhu anogona kutaura ake zvaanoda haadziviswi ndiwo marights acho yavo asi zvinodipenda kuti zvaanotaura anozive here chokutanga kuti nyika inorwanwa sei iye zvino ndomunga makaona United States of America President Obama achichema-chema nokuhwina kwaNetanyahu achiti American policy haizofamba zvakanaka saka Zimbabwe ine foreign policy yayovo pamaforeign policy pacho ipapo ndopaneke pachida kuti purezidendi afambe hazirevi kana kuti purezidendi akafamba nyika haichatongeki nyika inotongeka zvichidipenda kuti purezidendi ari kuita chii ari kuita nani
okay go ahead Mr. Chiromanzi
saka ndo issue iripo umwe mutauro angataura kuti hanzi kwai ikonomi yati iri komatosi nezvimwe zvakadaro but itdepends kuti anoandestand here kuti ikonomi yenyika ino kuti inge iri zvairi zvakakonzerwa nani saka kana munhu asingazivi zvaanenge achitaura zvinodini zvinonetsa
ibvaimangotaura ipapo
hala
ibvaimangotaura chaakakonzera kuti ikonomi iondomoke
zvepo ndoo maamerican zvekanditi takapuwa masanctions pano munhu asingazvizivi muzimbabwe izvozvo kana ari muzimbabwe besides kana chinge ake ari agent yamaamericans kana mabritish ndezvipi zvisingazvikamu izvozvo kuti nyika ino yakapuwa masanctions saka kana yakapuwa masanctions handizorova kuti ikonomi yacho ndokudodona kwacho ikoko until and unless masanctions achingabviswa then the economy will tick
Rambai muri parunare vachirumanzu Gibbs.
So what is he saying?
Mr. Chirumanzu is blaming the sanctions and he is also defending the president's trips. He is saying the president is going out on business and the country is run by systems, not by one person, as some are perceiving that the country, once Mr. Mugabe leaves the country, everything goes on its knees. The president is there, but there's a system that helps him run the country. And he also talked of Zimbabwe having its policy, its foreign policy, just like America. And he said President Barack Obama mourned when Prime Minister Netanyahu won in Israel. He said that is going to affect the American foreign policy. And the same with Zimbabwe. It has its own foreign policy. And I think I will ask him to explain more in English.
Yeah, what is yes, we umnumzana umhlanga. Ba umhlanga wezwa lapho uyakhuluma lapho umnumzana uChirumanzu. Uthi noma engekho umongameli, ilizwe liyasebenza phela. when we call the political bureau, the cabinet meetings, what are Zico, Asenziwa? What I know, I come and I operate in Jalo. I will end the operator. I call. What is going on?
Yebo ye ukhuluma engekho ku government enyimuzi ukhuluma ngama sanctions ayi asibakholeleni abantu bezano ngoba bona bale definition yabo eyama sanctions eyabo yodwa kumbe bayifunda ngapi kuthi isikolo ngoba ilizwe elilama sanctions kanti yenze esikuthi trading ngayifuel le kasitholi ngako konke kuvaliwe yikho bengitshela ukuthi laba abadoda abacasha ngomunye ende yena umgabe ngokwakhe njengoba wayengutitsha kuthi ukuthi wabafundisa kakhulu sibili ukuthi wonke uluthi ungakhuluma bathi sanctions wonke anti uyakhuluma ukhuluma nge-systems i-systems ze-economy zezimbabwe bekhonaphi lanxa khonokho ekwazi kumbe engakwazi kodwa ngenxa yokuthi umgabe kakho ukhulumela yena uyasijonga ukuthi kumele umgabe umgabe ibaleli ithi mgabe yiyo izimbabwe njengana ngithile wonke umuntu lanxa kade sikhuluma kwalapha eredweni babelele yena ukuthi engakagadi into egekuyela kwelinye ilizwe baseve ukuthi omhlangabe bebesithi kabasela inye into abayisebenzayo ngaphandle ukuthi ngiyakhumbula omunye uministri waphromiswayo wapromotwa ethe umgabe osedulane kukankulunkulu wakhohlwa nokuthi kulo jesu umgabe wameza uministri so bonke sebecabangela ukuthi wonke umuntu ungathi umgabe urayithi lanxa bebona bazabuya bepromote sibabonile lapha kutola amagama atheokthi kule wivils wonke umuntu othi iwivili bapromothiwe amagama atheokthi bachotshiwe njengoba nathi sichotshiwe
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke baba mhlanga nxa ukuthi sikhuluma ngomongameli ngizacela sibili emphakathini ukuthi sithi umongameli Mugabe or president Mugabe. I think it's still entitled to that kind of title. So what Mr. Mhlanga was saying is that, you know, the issue of sanctions is not functional here. He says perhaps President Mugabe taught everyone to say that because
he's
a former teacher. So he says everyone is singing that song now.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely there's nothing that is moving on in Zimbabwe because of his absence.
Regai tinzwe kumuteereri mukoma kana ndimai kana ndiani vanonzi Adoni. Ndia now.
Yes, Adoni the guy.
Ndimukoma.
Ndimukoma jayo.
Ah.
Mukoma zampi.
I wonder fara mukoma. Mukoma Adoni nyaya iripo mainzwa imi.
Eh.
Titaurire pfungwa dzenyu muri kuchemawo here kuti mutungamiri wenyika vamugabe vari kutora nguva vari kunze kwenyika kana kuti muri kutaiwa zvinhu zviri kufamba sezvazviri.
Aiwa kufamba kwa president hakuneini kurwanawo kweikonomi. Our president is not Zimbabwe, or our president is not the economy of Zimbabwe. Kufamba kwavo, kuvipo kwavo, kusavipo kwavo, zvinhu zvagara zvakaipa munyika because of illegal and unjustified embargoes imposed on our country by the West. So zanzi president varipo kana kuti havapo zvingatadzidza ikonomi kufamba zvakanaka, haiti zvinhu zviri nonsense zvakadaro.
Asika mukoma tiri kuona kuti
look ukatarisa America most of Western nationals they are busy creating parallels, divisions, separations and wars many different countries African or outside Africa but anenge achirula kana kuti anenge achitonga nyika dzavo ndiani pavanenge vachita izvozvo Obama ma sanctions against Russia now. Who is controlling or ruling the country while he is out doing all such evil things?
Asi mukoma mubvunzo wangu uri wekuti inga zvirango taona zvakabviswa kune vanhu vakawanda ndofunga kuno kuAmerica kwamusara.
No. Murukara zvichitaurwa ne media inokontrolwa nemi na Western nationals. It seems as if there are many travel restrictions, but Kanta was Tarisa, Jifunga, they are not made travel restrictions. How come my travel restrictions and affect the whole economy? Is Mugabe the whole economy? Or is Mugabe Zimbabwe?
Mukoma rambai muripo ipapo ndiise mubvunzo iyoyo kuna vagutu. Vagutu hanzi zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika. Muteereri wedu vanonzi mukoma Adwan ndo vari kuti zvirango ndo zvauraya nyika. Pamwe mungagona kupindura.
Enda andakatera zvitaurwa naComrade Adon handivisisi kuti varugara munyika muno here matirogarawo meZimbabwe kana kuti kuda varugara munemwe nyika. Zvirango zvari kutaura izvi handizvi kuti ndezvipi zvose zvakabiswa. Zvangosara ndezvekuti Robert Mugabe nemukadzi wake vasaenda kuAmerica nevasaenda kuLondon kwavanga vajaira kuenda. Tinoziva isu tiri vadoko asi tinorangarira zvikuru mazuva AUDI. Ian Smith akatemerwa zvirango asi industry ipapo ndopa yakabheba. Kubudirira akaita yanonzi import substitution program yokuona kuti zvandatemerwa zvirango ngandichironga ngandichiruka ikonomi yangu kuti zvizhinji tata kuzvigadzirira ingava sipo si toothpaste hembe dzokupfeka chiita tichigadzira muno asi pari zvino kwaya muZimbabwe nhasi unoona zvona kuti ukapinda muchitoro zvinhu zvaunoona zviri pamasherefu zviri kutengeswa more than 90% yezvinhu izvozvo hazvisiri zvemunhu zviri imported kunyanyanyanya kubva kusouth africa tingava nyika rudzii nongo ichingochema-chema nokuti masanctions nokuti Mugabe warambidzwa kuenda kuLondon arambidzwa kuenda kunew york arambidzwa kuenda kuMilan for shopping with his wife apa tiri kuti hatisandamboona president anonziye anongopfuura nomuguta recapital city yake achienda kune dzimwe nyika ndandiri deputy minister ini muhurumende yeGNU for 4 years ndinozviziva kuti kana Mugabe asipo the cabinet doesn't sit kana Mugabe aripo even the politburo of his own beleaguered party ZANU PF doesn't sit Mugabe unofamba nepati yake ZANU PF mumbudu unofamba neZimbabwe mumbudu saka apa zvinoreva kuti kana asipo zvinhu zvose zvinotomira kusvika iye adzoka
ndikubatei muromo wangu kuti ndidamuzwa kuti
varipo vanhu vasingahwisisi vasingazive kuti how is this government run
vagutu timbopamukana kune vamwe vagutu
Zimbabwe and Zimbabwe is Mugabe
vagutu timbopanana mukana muri kuitira kuti ndidzwe mukoma Adon vachiri parunhare kuti zvishoma zvamataura izvozvo vazvitambira sei.
Yes, I don't expect all that rubbish kuti ibve murume munhu anonzi Obin Gutu. Munhu anoratidza kunge akadzidza, but yes, I can see kuti haana wisdom, it's only acquired knowledge iri maari. Haana kutokwana kana chitaura zvakadaro.
Hati mukoma Adon, hatishandise mashoko ekutukana, idandaro ratiinaro pano rekuti mune muchikurukura, harisi rekuzvidzana.
We don't expect all that rubbish from his mouth.
This is so. I expect izvozvo kune mutereri weStudio 7 anenge ateita pinzo pachirongwa maita basa mukoma Adon. Gibbs.
Na basa manje nesenyuro chenyu chakadhako.
Gibbs, thank you so much my brother. The fact yekuti mambopinda pachirongwa kuratidza kuti munochiteera womuchiteerera tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs.
Thank you so much Mr. Adon. We wish to categorically state that Studio 7 is a public sphere for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If you wish to participate in all our shows, you are free to say anything, but you don't abuse the public. So that we have to state very much categorically. So let me go back to Mr. Chirumanzu. Mr. Chirumanzu, you've got one guy, Mr. Adon, who has been saying a lot here. But at the end of the day, the question remains, is the president doing all this for the benefit of the nation? That's the big question.
Ndambotaura handizvi kuti ndingataura vakangani ndati Zimbabwe senyika ine foreign policy yayo.
If you don't care, if you don't mind, you can say it in English.
Munhu anokwanisa kuunderstanda foreign policy yeZimbabwe munhu ane pfungwa dzakati twasa iye zvino vaguti vanga vaitaura vachiti economy yeZimbabwe hongu masanctions akabviswa mambo vabvunze here kuti angamboisirwei pakutanga angamboisirwe masanctions pakutanga angaiswa nani uye zvino abvisirwa chinyi 2 atarwa nezveekonomi yaIan Smith kuti Ian Smith akaita industry iyo yaibhenefitani how many blacks were benefiting from that economy that was resuscitated by Ian Smith government it was only a section or a percentage of the population of Zimbabwe or Rhodesia or maybe Southern Rhodesia by then. How many blacks were fully participating in that particular economy? It was almost zero. So these are the issues which Zimbabweans need to interrogate fully and understand how government works. izvi zvanagutu izvizvizvi ndo zvichingatombozi kanwe ivo nana David Coulthard, those are the people who wrote my sanctions, how they were supposed to affect the economy of Zimbabwe. But because of the resilience of the Zimbabwean people and because of Mugabe's tenacity in in political acumen, they failed dismally. This is why Tsvangirai is hobbling, being globe-trotting all over the world to try to restart his deathbed of his political party, and nothing is coming forward for him to resuscitate his party, including Obed-Gutu. Very soon, they will be discarded into the political dustbin of this country, and the ZANU-PF will remain a force to reckon with, and will continue fighting until we gain our own economy. Remember, we were our own political liberators. So shall we be our own economic liberators. Mm. Full stop. All else is just hogwash of the highest order. Thank you.
Thank you. Stay on the line, Mr. Gutu. Mr. Mshlanga, you heard what Mr. Gutu and Mr. Chirumanzu said. Maybe you can start by responding to Mr. Chirumanzu. Then you can also touch on... Hello?
Thank you very much. It's so disappointing what Chirumanzi is saying. Like Gutu said, during the sanctions, this country actually built a lot of infrastructure. When you actually look at the roads, all these roads were last built in the last 40 years. You see that this Mutare road, it's only a favor from a company outside called Group 5. And they've done it on a credit who paid for over 30 years. But like you said, it's Romans. Even when you go in the cities, the last toilet, public toilets, actually were done by those we called Rhodesian British. Mm-hmm. Our government is almost 40 years now. You can't even identify one toilet. I'm not talking of very important things. A public credit. We have not even built the infrastructure. I've been in the committee of the National Railways of Zimbabwe. They have not even repaired one rail. That government is talking about under sanction. It's got a complete rail. They can't even repair a dilapidated railway track. So people like Chirumanzi, people actually believing in a person, not in a police. I hear them, they talk of police. Which policy are they talking about? All the policies, good policies, remain with Mugabe. You see, there is this policy of indigenization in Zimbabwe, empowerment. It's a good policy. But that policy is controlled by Mugabe. The only people who benefit there are the youth who sing. And eat what Mugabe, President Mugabe. Mm-hmm. If you don't do that, that indigenization means something to a few individuals. I actually agree with my friend Gutu. Gutu, don't be disappointed. These are the people, you know, the kings of the dying horses. These people are just dying. They will die a natural death, like I said. Politics will not interfere with this ZANU-PF government, but our court is doing the job.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mhlanga, and stay on the line. We wish to inform Mr. Katsira Chirumanzi to stay on the line as well. And then Mr. Obed Gutu and Mr. Albert Mhlanga, we are going to come back to you as soon as possible. Now we wish to say goodbye to our radio listeners. And for those with access to the internet, visit us right now at www.voazimbabwe.com. I'll say that again, www.voazimbabwe.com. We are live streaming there. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned.
Neni jonga kande miri ndotirambai makateerera pa nepfenyuro dzenyu dze Studio 7. Tinokwanisa zvakare kuvayeuchidza Kip kuti vakasununguka kunyorera kuno tichiverenga tsamba dzavo kana anga vama Facebook nema WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.